Praise God. The promises of God. God has given the promises to his children from Genesis to Revelation. So God's promises are there, but at the same time we see corruption in this world. Physical corruption. Disease. Financial problems, sin, falling away, so much corruption everywhere, demonic oppression. So God has given us promises. These promises are very powerful. This is the same promise where the Holy Spirit was walking on the water. And the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So the devil and his host, who were called the sons of God, Lucifer and his hosts, they had sinned, wanted to go against God, and they plunged this planet Earth into darkness. These were the giants that walked on the earth. And not all of them fell. A certain group that did not follow Lucifer was left on this earth, and they were commanded not to mingle with the seed of men. They went against the will of God in the days of Noah, and they were all wiped out in the flood. So Lucifer and his host brought darkness upon this earth, but God walked on the water and said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and he recreated everything. So everything that Lucifer messed up, God fixed it. Adam messed it up again, but God sent his son Jesus. And now we are moving forward towards being transformed into the image of Christ. That has already happened spiritually and in our soul. And that's going to happen in our body when the trumpet sounds. So the promises of God are given to us so we can escape the corruption that is in the world and inherit the divine nature. We don't care if the stock market falls. We don't care if there is no food on this planet. We don't care if there's no water on this planet. God the Father has given us promises, and those promises that he has given us will turn into bread, will turn into water, and he will provide for our health, for our family. That's why Psalm 91 says, "No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Thou shalt tread upon the adder and upon the serpent, and I will bless you and I will exalt you." So the corruption that we see is for the world. It's not for us. God has given us the grace through his promises, through the Holy Bible, the 66 books of the Bible and the promises, to escape the corruption that is in the world and inherit the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4. God has given exceeding great promises for us that we can escape the corruptions that is in the world and inherit the divine nature. Now, there is another word in the Bible starting with the letter P, that is patience. The Bible tells us that just with faith alone, we cannot inherit the promises, because Abraham did not inherit the promises just with faith. Because we have faith, but it's going to take time. It appears that Christ's coming is taking time. Why hasn't the trumpet sounded? You know, why are certain things happening in our family? Why are certain things happening in our body? Why are certain things happening at work? Why are certain things happening in finance? Why are we aging? So we need patience. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, that through faith and patience, we will inherit the promises. Faith mingled with patience will never give up. So let me give you an example of what patience is. So when God started the church, New Jerusalem in the U.S., and we know we have it in Belgium and other places, There are great men of God, prophets all over the world, and there is worship going on all over the world. We thank God for all of them. But the unique thing about New Jerusalem Church is our duty is to prepare the bride for the rapture and to preach the word of God and to overcome and bind the powers of darkness and give the truth to all children of God all over the world and join them as one body. As Jesus said, other sheep I have that is not of this fold, them also will I bring, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. So patience, the other letter P. Faith and patience causes us to inherit the promises. God told Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. The promise came true 25 years later when Abraham was about 100 years old. Even Abraham's primary care physician had died. And Abraham and Sarah had a child, Isaac. So faith alone is not enough, but faith mingled with patience allows us to be patient till the coming of Christ. One day when I came to the U.S., I told the Lord, Lord, I understand the power of God that you've given us in New Jerusalem Church is so unique because we believe the Bible letter to letter, word to word, from Genesis to Revelation. And I said, Lord, how are you going to establish your church and your body all over the world? And then in a dream, Jesus appeared to me and he said, one day is enough for me to manifest my glory. And then another brother pastor prayed in India and God told him, what you think will take 15 years, I can do it in 15 minutes. And so when I came to this country, I wanted to go all over this country and preach the gospel, give tracts, and manifest the power of God by the grace of God and do signs and wonders and miracles. And then suddenly God appeared to me again in the dream and said, my son, do not go all over this country and preach my word because the people are not ready. But the time will come when I will come into my church and manifest my power. And then I saw, you know, the saints in the Church of the Living God. And I saw a great congregation. And it was an evangelistic meeting. And suddenly I saw Jesus walking into the meeting. And I saw the dead being raised, miracles and signs and wonders, and the power of God being manifested. So what is unique about New Jerusalem Church? All we want to be exalted is the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no Christianity, there is no New Jerusalem Church, there is no Bible, there is nothing. Without the precious blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, there is no hope for mankind. We are all doomed for eternity, like Lucifer and his hosts. But because the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Son of God, was shed for us on the cross of Calvary, now we are at the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church. But the blood of Jesus Christ is not being preached as it should be preached. The reason Jesus shed his blood is written in Ephesians 4, God has given us apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Number one, for the edification of the body of Christ, till we all grow in the level of stature unto adulthood, unto the level of the stature of Jesus Christ, that we no more be children tossed to and fro, but grow to the level of the stature of Jesus Christ. That growth needs to happen. That reason for the blood of Jesus Christ has to come to pass. And all the promises in the Bible, we need to inherit. Because of lack of patience, many, many denominations, Christian denominations all over the world, have given up. They've said, hey, you know, this, we will still be sinners, brothers. Don't worry about it, brothers and sisters. Don't worry about it. I know it says that in the Bible, but, you know, that ain't going to happen on this earth. That's what is being preached. I know the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, he healeth all thy diseases. I know, but, you know, it really doesn't happen. So those who call themselves a body of Christ have put the word of God to none effect because they have lost patience. They believe in the word of God up to 60, 70, 80%, maybe 95% or 99%, but they say, well, that 1% will never happen. No. We are here to let the body of Christ all over the world know that the word of the living God, the Holy Bible, is true. We will inherit all the promises from Genesis to Revelation. How? Hebrews 6:12. By faith and patience, we will inherit the promises. There were two groups digging for gold on the side of a mountain. Not only for gold, but for precious stones. One group was very close to a few inches away from the gold and the precious stones. They gave up. They said, we've been digging here for so many years, brothers and sisters. All we see is dirt, dirt, dirt and rocks. Let's go back home. The other group said, nope, we are not giving up. If we die, we will die here. Within 15 minutes, they found the gold and the precious stones. Many people, many denominations have given up. We are not going to give up. We are going to stand in the word of God until everything that the blood of Jesus Christ stands for, all the promises that the blood of Jesus Christ has promised us, will be fulfilled. The power of God is going to be manifested through the Church of the Living God. The plan of God is going to be manifested. And there's going to be a great revival in USA and all over the world. Our prayer will shake God's hand, and God's hand will shake the world. So God is a personal God, one-on-one. He's a public God. Prayer, praise, power, purification, perfection, perseverance, promise, and patience. The time is almost here. Let us continue to pray. Praise. Be filled with power. Purify ourselves. Move on towards perfection. Persevere. Cling on to the promises of God. And be patient, because the time is almost near. May God bless these words and strengthen us. And may we be like the great saints of God, like Apostle Paul and Peter and more in this 21st century. That Jesus will point to the Father and say, these are my children in the 21st century that didn't give up when everybody gave up. And through faith and patience, they inherited all the promises from Genesis to Revelation. May God bless these words and strengthen us.